T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great. So first, tell me your name and title.
Sure. My name is Sue Robody, and I am the co-chair for the Transportation Committee on CB7, Community Board 7 for the Upper West Side.
So what is the proposal from CB7 regarding street parking?
The proposal, which has not been voted on by the full board, so this is coming out of committee, and it will be voted on tomorrow night. It is to request that the Department of Transportation take a very close look at the effect that congestion driving, the new fee that's coming in 2020, will have on the Upper West Side. 60th Street is the barrier. Many, many cars forever will come in and suddenly say, oh my gosh, it's 60th Street. I have to take a left. I have to take a right. It would create a lot more pressure on our parking. And therefore, we feel that the circling that goes along with parking, it creates pollution, it creates risk of accidents, and it's a problem for us. We'd like the DOT to be proactive on this. But even more than that, we'd really like the DOT to reconsider exactly how we're using all of this public space on the side of the sidewalk. There are so many uses for the lanes that presently parking takes up. And parking is free on many of these streets. The cost is simply to be available to move your car on alternate side of the streets. We think that that's an inequity. It costs $2.75 to take the subway. There should be a cost to be able to park on the street.
Do you want to ban parking per se? You want to charge for parking? And what would you do with this space?
There are so many things that could be done, and we've asked the DOT to keep an open mind and look at the best practices from other cities. We only want equity with other transportation systems. To take a train into the city, to take a subway, cost people something. To keep a car in the street cost people nothing. So therefore, everybody wants to keep a car in the street. If you can afford the time to move the car, then you're likely going to at least try it out. Honestly, I've tried it. I think it's very hard, and I no longer have a car because it's too much of a pain in the neck. But other people do. Look at my street here. Every single spot is taken. The only reason you see spots open on the other side of the street is because it's a highly restricted parking area. But even that gets taken up. So what do we want them to do? What are the other alternative uses? There are ways to create a fee structure. You could have residential parking permits. You could have smart meters, both that stand up and that are built into the curb itself, that indicate time limits for cars to stay there. So it can encourage people to come in for a period of time, go to a restaurant, enjoy the Upper West Side, go home. You know, overnight we need space for our own residents, but also there are many things that other cities have tried doing with these streets. Sometimes they get taken over for extra seating for pedestrians who want benches to sit down on. They could be bike lanes, they could be bus lanes. Parking creates a visual problem. At the end of the streets, you've heard of daylighting. We, you know, always are concerned that there's enough room at the end of the street for daylighting, but we are all jaywalkers. Well, I am a jaywalker, I should say.
We are all jaywalkers.
Today, we are all jaywalkers. When we walk out between two cars, we take our life in our hands, and it's our own fault we shouldn't do it. But we do, and it's hard to cut across the street. There are no streets that don't have cars parked on it that I can think of. And so you're always poking your head out between cars, and boof, a bike goes by and nearly hits you. The most common phrase I always hear is, I almost got hit by a bike. And it's because they don't have a place to go. And some of this parking space maybe could go there. But primarily, we want to know what's worked in other cities. We don't want to be just guessing at this. We want an intelligent study done by the DOT. And
well, let me ask you this. If parking was restricted in some way, what impact would that have on your block and these other blocks?
A study could tell you more specifically how that would be. I can guess, and some of our committee members have suggested and pointed out that there are a lot of cars that are parked every day on our streets with license plates from other cities and other states. Those are quite possibly people registering their car at from their second home and not paying the fees that New York City deserves for housing that car and taking the wear and tear in the streets for that car. So it potentially would bring in more revenue from cars having to switch. If we had residential parking, for example, people would pay a fee for residential parking. That doesn't come for free. That's a revenue source. It is a limitation. Potentially, it's burdensome for people who can't afford it. But we also have the best transportation system in the world. And the Upper West Side has some of the best transportation of the best. So almost everybody can get nearly everywhere in Manhattan and all of New York City by using public transportation system. The buses are wonderful. We want to encourage people to use mass transit in every way. I know I do.
Well, let me ask you, for people who have cars and say, wait a second, how serious is this about banning cars, charging for cars? What would your answer be?
I would say it's happened very successfully in other cities. Parts of Boston have it. You know, Rome and London have just banned cars completely. We're not going that far. I think that would be a major problem in this city. However, I think that we have to stop thinking that status quo is okay. We need to think what is best for us. We're not a car-driven city. We're a pedestrian city. And the pedestrians need to have their space, their rightful space. And cars cruising around looking for parking, which will increase when congestion pricing happens, is detrimental to the quality of life for pedestrians, residents, and anybody on the Upper West Side.
Is this a response to congestion pricing, or was this something that was considered before?
I've been on the Transportation Committee for 7 or 8 years, and it's been a discussion, debate forever. A very heated one. We have had very, very long meetings till midnight listening to the public discuss bike lanes. The decision to put in bike lanes on the avenues here, we needed to listen to hundreds, literally hundreds, of our residents, the people that we're supposed to represent, so that we could get a sense of when they were ready for bike lanes, would they be ready for bike lanes, where best would they serve the people. So, yes, how to best serve the transportation needs of the Upper West Side it's the best committee to be on Community Board 7. We have the most effect on how your life is in the city. So that's why I'm so excited to be co-chair.
Let me ask you a practical question now. So the committee will vote on the resolution tomorrow, correct? What happens then? How do you get from a vote to what eventually happens here?
The Department of Transportation is very responsive. They very much take into consideration the request that Community Board 7 asked them. When we ask for something that is within Department of Transportation's ability to do it, to change a parking sign to a no stopping sign, for example, they're very responsive and they do it almost always. Some things take longer, some things somehow never get to the top of the list. But I think that's just the way life is. So what I expect to happen is what usually happens. The Department of Transportation will take our request very seriously. I believe that they will request studies and look at best practices of other cities. And I expect change. I expect there will be change, whether it will be restrictions on time of parking, restrictions on who can park, restrictions on amount of parking. There just has to be a better balance.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.